Welcome to a devotion from Sea to Life. Here is Chris Franz. Something was terribly wrong. It was a beautiful sunny day, but I couldn't help noticing the stream of African pastors coming and going from our home. My father ran in and out of the house again and again without saying a word. There was great tension in the air. But what was wrong? After a couple of hours, my mother called all five of us children together. The look on her face revealed deep distress. "Children," she began, "something very terrible has happened. We as a family have been ordered to leave the country within 48 hours. You will only be able to take one small bag with you and get the most precious belongings together." We couldn't believe our ears. What had our parents done wrong? They were missionaries who were a tremendous blessing to the Kenyan people, often making great sacrifice to further the work of God. Why was this happening? Was this an attack from the enemy? Satan uses every opportunity he can to harm the people of God. If you analyze the decrees made against the people of God in the Bible, you will realize that many were carefully designed to destroy the lineage of Christ, the Messiah, to prevent mankind from getting salvation. In the book of Esther, all Jews were to be annihilated. In the book of Kings, the lineage of David was once reduced to only one little boy named Joash. If he had been killed, the line of David would have been interrupted, and the line that brought salvation would have been stopped. We need to understand that in all our struggles, we are not really the devil's target. God is. The devil's strategy is to hurt the children of God in order to get at the Father. The attack of the devil in your life is always aimed at God, and almost always try to neutralize or completely disable a vibrant witness for Christ. He wants to stop the purposes of God in your life. This means when you are under attack, it is not your battle, but it is the Lord's battle. The Bible says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers of this dark world, and against spiritual forces of the evil in the heavenly realms." Ephesians 6, verse 12. We recognize that day that this was God's battle. A certain tribesman who did not like what my parents were doing, ministering to different tribes, wanted to expel my parents from Kenya. So he influenced a local politician to get him to be expelled. But when the local pastors heard of the deadline of 48 hours, they quickly sent a delegation to the office of the president of Kenya. The vice president at that time, who later became the president, made this ruling statement: "Martin Franz will stay in Kenya. My father was placed under his protection and served a total of 39 years on the mission field." God stood true to his word. "No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord." Isaiah 54, 17. Remember, you are not the real target. God is the target. Therefore, the battle is the Lord's. You are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Take the victory and live the victory to God's glory. God bless you. If this devotion has been a blessing to you, please forward it on to your friends via email, put it on Facebook, put it on Twitter. Let it be a blessing to the people you love. God bless you.